Arthur Andersen has announced that its competitor, Deloitte & Touche, would hire about 2,000 Andersen employees, including nearly 200 partners. Nearly 100 more Andersen employees will go to work for another competitor, Ernst & Young, which acquired Andersen's Pittsburgh audit and tax practices. And KPMG Consulting says it plans to acquire more than 20 of Andersen's business consulting units. Because of its Enron-related problems, Andersen has lost many of its most important clients. But not in Kansas City, NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
One of the more remarkable things about what's happening to Andersen is how fast the decades-old company is coming apart at the seams. Since the collapse of Enron in December, the Big Five accounting firm has lost hundreds of clients as companies moved quickly to distance themselves from the troubled auditor. But in Kansas City, the business community is reacting differently.
We don't believe in letting mob rule decide, you know, what is the best business decision.
John Holland is the chairman and CEO of Butler Manufacturing, a construction company with $1 billion a year in sales. Holland says his company has used Andersen for its audits for 6 years.
The integrity of the audits have been very good, and so we've taken an attitude of, right now, let's let this thing kind of run its course a bit before making any rash judgments about switching auditing firms.
That's been the attitude of all the companies that use Andersen in Kansas City. Not one of the local office's more than 200 clients has dropped the auditing firm. Bill Zollers is the CEO of Yellow Corporation, one of the nation's largest trucking companies. Zollers takes a page from Tip O'Neill to explain his reason for staying with Andersen.
You know, all politics is local, and I think in our case, all auditing is local when you get right down to it. The quality and the professionalism of the audit depends to a very high degree on the people that are actually in the team that's working with you. And we've had a very good relationship with the team from Andersen for a long time.
Kansas City is one of those places that's large enough to have a vibrant business community with many head offices and small enough that personal relationships develop easily. And once formed, they last a long time. That sense of loyalty is illustrated in the support for Jeff Dobbs, the managing partner at Andersen's Kansas City office. Dobbs has been with the accounting firm for 25 years and is active in the community. The dark circles under his eyes attest to many sleepless nights handling the crisis. Dobbs says the key to keeping clients on board is communication.
We spent lots of times with CEOs and CFOs and audit committees around, you know, what really might have happened and how do you make sure what may have happened at Enron doesn't happen at their company.
Dobbs says when the Justice Department indicted the Andersen accounting firm, his strategy became focused on survival. It wasn't easy. Dobbs says there was a feeding frenzy as other accounting firms tried to poach clients and partners. Yet somehow, Dobbs says, everyone has stayed with Andersen, including the more than 300 employees and some 20 partners.
It's an interesting circle of our clients were willing to stay with us as long as we kept our people, the people that they knew, they trusted, they'd worked with for a long time. Our people were willing to stay with us as long as they had some place to go work, i.e. our clients.
Many companies have an interest in waiting to see if things get better. Switching auditors can be a costly and time-consuming process. But public companies have shareholders to answer to. As the trial in Houston wears on, investors' patience may run out, even in Kansas City. Dobbs says it's unlikely Andersen will survive as it once was, and so he's trying to shift the employees and clients to another firm, keeping everything together as it is, but without the Andersen name. Dobbs admits it will take a lot of faith and luck for the plan to succeed, but he's got the trust of those around him to give it his best shot. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kansas City.